Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories.
Opening day in the big leagues was a week ago, but the Mets are just getting back to town for their home opener, and there will be fans in the stands for the first time in a long time, although not as many as they could usually pull for a home opener, as John Montone reports this morning.
Meet the Mets! Meet the Mets.
8,492 vaxxed up or negative testing fans will be able to meet the Mets and greet the Mets, including Darren Meenan and 20% of his seven-line army in the center field upper reserve.
Getting back in there, even at a distance, is going to be phenomenal, and I'm really excited to feel the energy and the ballpark and everything that has to do with baseball and getting back to some sort of normal life again is really something to celebrate.
The flesh and blood fans can eat their Cracker Jacks, drink beer, and cheer for Francisco Lindor.
I mean, the guy came from Cleveland, and I don't want to poo-poo on Ohio at all, but New York is the big show and the big spotlight.
They call him Mr. Smile, and he's a New York Met. Hot dog. John Montone, 1010, Winds News.
To meet the M-E-T-S Mets of New York.
Cops have made an arrest in an attack on an Asian American woman in Brooklyn, and they think this suspect may be responsible for other attacks. Our Samantha Liebman has more from criminal court in Brooklyn this morning. Sam?
And Lee, 27-year-old Joseph Russo is facing multiple counts of assault and aggravated harassment as a hate crime for three incidents in Brooklyn. The most recent Monday morning, police believe the suspect pushed a 77-year-old Asian man to the ground in front of a vegetable stand on Avenue U in Sheepshead Bay. Police believe he's also responsible for two other attacks, including one March 22nd. Surveillance video showing a man walking up to a 32-year-old Asian woman and pulling her hair, and a struggle ensues. The other involved pushing a 64-year-old Asian woman on Kings Highway in Gravesend March 5th. Both were not seriously injured. He's expected in court later today. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, outside criminal court in downtown Brooklyn.
One of the many women accusing Governor Cuomo of inappropriate behavior has revealed some additional details, although she's still not revealing her name to the general public.
She told her story to Brendan Lyons. He's the managing editor of the Times Union. The female staffer described taking a selfie with the governor.
That he groped her, you know, her buttocks. He was feeling her butt is what she said. And her hand was trembling because she didn't know what to do.
There were other alleged incidents. She accused the governor of running his hand under her blouse, allegedly telling her if she were single, oh, the things I would do to you. Lyons says the woman may have kept the story to herself, except for the governor's own words.
On March 3rd, when she was watching a news conference where the governor denied ever touching any women inappropriately.
Instead, the female staffer confided in a coworker who reported it. Al Jones, 1010, Winds News.
The governor's lawyer, Rita Glavin, responding to this, repeats the governor has made it clear he never made inappropriate advances or inappropriately touched anyone. We've been reporting a lot of shootings in the city the past few days, including a tourist from Kansas shot near Times Square and a 5-year-old grazed by a bullet on a playground in East New York. But Mayor de Blasio hasn't had much to say about this, so our Juliet Papa asked him why not.
I asked Mayor de Blasio why he isn't talking more about the spike in shootings, up nearly 77% from a year ago.
The best way to address violence is by getting guns off the street, which NYPD is doing, by working with communities more closely, and that's what our police reform is all about.
He says in his experience, New Yorkers don't live in fear. He says it's just not who we are. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
The mother of the 5-year-old who was grazed by the bullet in East New York begs to differ, telling the Daily News, I don't have any interest in politicians because what they say is only for show. It seems like an empty statement. He's really not saying anything. Giuliani for governor? Maybe, but not Rudy. This would be his son, Andrew, who is contemplating a run as a Republican. He's 35. He's never held public office. But he says he is strongly considering a run next year, saying he believes he can win. Andrew Giuliani worked for the Trump administration. He's currently a contributor to Newsmax. The UK variant is now the main strain of COVID in the U.S., this according to the CDC, where Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says there's an alarming rise in cases.
The 7-day average of new cases is a little more than 63,000 cases per day. This is up approximately 2.3% compared to the prior 7-day average. Hospital admissions also continue to increase.
But deaths are trending lower. The increase in cases comes even as more and more people get vaccinated, including the governor of New Jersey and his wife. Well, he'll get vaccinated tomorrow.
Tammy and I both went online yesterday, more Tammy than myself, and made our appointments to be vaccinated at the Atlantic City mega site this Friday. We were already planning on being there to complete our circuit of visiting all 6 vaccination mega sites, and we thought it would be a perfect opportunity to showcase a terrific location with, as I said, as I speak, as of this moment, with plenty of vaccine availability.
Murphy is 63. He and the missus became eligible this week when eligibility was expanded to anyone 55 and up. And in New York, it's 16 and up now. Here's something to look forward to. City beaches and pools reopening. The mayor sounds pretty excited about it.
This summer, all 8 New York City public beaches will be open and will be open on time on Memorial Day weekend starting Saturday, May 29th. And 48 outdoor public pools will be open after the last day of school. That next day or a few days later, Saturday, the 26th of June.
There will still be COVID-related rules at the pools and the beaches, of course. They're still working those out. The mayor says he's also open to bringing back a program that allowed kids to swim in dumpsters on streets that were closed off under the city's City Street program. The bodies of 2 sisters were found at the K&K Jamaican restaurant in Hillside, New Jersey, a day after the owner of the restaurant, Akani Martin, was found shot to death in a car nearby. Detectives went to his home to inform relatives of his death and discovered 2 relatives were missing, the women found dead in the restaurant. Karen Lemaitre, the mother of Martin's children, she was age 39. Her 41-year-old sister, Juanita Joffer, was the other victim. Investigators say the deaths were homicides, but that's all they're saying right now. In New Jersey, Glen Rock High School was open, but now it's not because 16 students have tested positive for COVID there since coming back from spring break.
Honestly, I wasn't really surprised. I kind of expected there to be a lot.
It's crazy,
yeah,
the amount of cases.
Those students and all the rest are back to virtual classes for now. The school sent parents a letter saying it appears all the infected students got infected someplace other than the school. Everyone around here has a mask, whether they want one or not, but how many people have a $299 mask? Probably none at the moment, but Will.i.am of Black Eyed Peas fame is launching his Zooper mask today, and that's how much it costs. It's got everything you need, HEPA filters, noise-canceling earbuds, LED lighting. As for those who think the timing of the launch is less than optimal, CNET editor-at-large Ian Scher says maybe not.
Of course, with vaccine availability rising, some people have asked me, well, what's the point of this thing? We're not going to have to worry for that much longer. The reality, of course, is that people will still get the flu all the time, and we are a lot more aware now of when people are sick around us. And I don't know about you, but the next time I have a cough or nasty cold, I'll be more likely to either stay home from work or wear a mask into work so I don't get everyone else sick around me. And hey, if I can look like I'm a Daft Punk rocker while I'm doing it, why not?
Suit yourself. In your choice of 2 sizes of Zooper mask, that's Zooper with an X, by the way.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.